Therapists who are trained to see people as complex human beings with multiple characteristics and potentialities can help them explore their system of inner parts and take care of the wounded facets of themselves. There are several such treatment approaches, including the structural dissociation model developed by my Dutch colleagues Onno van der Hart and Ellert Nijenhuis, and Atlanta-based Kathy Steele, that is widely practiced in Europe, and Richard Kluft's work in the United States. 20 years after working with Mary, I met Richard Schwartz, the developer of Internal Family Systems Therapy, known as IFS. It was through his work that Minsky's family metaphor truly came to life for me and offered a systematic way to work with the split-off parts that result from trauma. At the core of IFS is the notion that the mind of each of us is like a family in which the members have different levels of maturity, excitability, wisdom, and pain. The parts form a network or system in which change in any one part will affect all the others. The IFS model helped me realize that dissociation occurs on a continuum. In trauma, the self system breaks down, and parts of the self become polarized and go to war with one another. Self-loathing coexists and fights with grandiosity. Loving care with hatred, numbing and passivity with rage and aggression. These extreme parts bear the burden of the trauma. In IFS, a part is considered not just a passing emotional state or customary thought pattern, but a distinct mental system with its own history, abilities, needs, and worldview. Trauma injects parts with beliefs and emotions that hijack them out of their naturally valuable state. For example, we all have parts that are childlike and fun. When we are abused, these are the parts that are hurt the most, and they become frozen, carrying the pain, terror, and betrayal of abuse. This burden makes them toxic, parts of ourselves that we need to deny at all costs because they are locked away inside. IFS calls them the exiles. At this point, other parts organize to protect the internal family from the exiles. These protectors keep the toxic parts away, but in doing so, they take on some of the energy of the abuser. Critical and perfectionistic managers can make sure we never get close to anyone or drive us to be relentlessly productive. Another group of protectors, which IFS calls firefighters, are emergency responders, acting impulsively whenever an experience triggers an exiled emotion. Each split-off part holds different memories, beliefs, and physical sensations. Some hold the shame, others the rage, some the pleasure and excitement, another the intense loneliness or the abject compliance. These are all aspects of the abuse experience. The critical insight is that all these parts have a function: to protect the self from feeling the full terror of annihilation.